Hey guys, it's Eric J. Mack.
And hi, this is Sarah Harley.
Coming at you almost live after day two of BravoCon.
Eric, day two of BravoCon. How are you?
I am surviving and thriving.
Tell me everything. Okay. I mean, I already lost my voice just from being at the live show.
Right.
So I can't even imagine how you're doing.
I am doing great. So day two just wrapped. Day one was incredible. Mm-hmm. Epic. Proportion. We opened up the day with the OG panel. Surprise appearance by Kim Richards.
Amazing.
Which, as you guys may know, she is one of my favorite housewives, and there is a specific reason, and that is because she looks like my mom. And my mom's name is Kim.
Amazing.
So I've just always had a soft spot for her.
Did you get a picture with her?
No, and that was the other thing. I'm trying to find her. At this event, but there's so much going on. There's people everywhere. There's so many different venues. There's so many panels. In addition to the live show that we wrap tonight, Megan and I are also doing like on-camera interviews for BravoTV.com. So we're just like all over the place.
That's crazy. So who have you interviewed so far for BravoTV.com?
So day one, I had Roni Ladies. I had Countess Luann.
Ooh.
I had Tinsley, who also gave a surprise appearance with her mom, Dale. So I got to interview Dale and meet Dale, and she is lovely. And then after Tinsley and Dale, I had Dorinda.
Who is best dressed so far that you've seen?
Well, what's funny is that when I spoke to the Roni ladies, we did like a superlatives game with them. So we were like, do, you know, some people from your cast, or it can be other housewives if you want. And I was like, richest and all of these different categories. And I asked most stylish. And Luann answered Dorinda.
Oh.
And then Dorinda answered herself when we asked her, naturally. But honestly, the way she was dressed was fantastic. She had like her hair up, that like fur black vest, like yes. Long black pants. I thought she looked great. But there's been so many looks already. I'm trying to think from day one to day two. I mean, Portia was sporting a boot. Because she just had foot surgery, but she managed to make that look fabulous.
And what a trooper she is for doing that.
Yeah, she came out in a wheelchair during her panel.
Amazing.
Which was today. And then today, actually, for the on-camera interviews that we did, I got to speak with Cynthia and Kenya, which I was super excited about because I've never met Kenya, and she is just like everything to me. And then I also spoke to Captain Lee and Chef Ben, and Captain Lee actually celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Oh, was there anything special that happened for him?
There was. They had some balloons and champagne that they brought out during the first Below Deck panel that they had, which was like Kate, Captain Lee, Captain Sandy, Joao, and Colin. So they brought out these balloons. It was his 70th birthday. And, you know, when I spoke to him, I was like, Captain Lee, like, how else are you planning to celebrate? And he was like, honestly, this is the best way I could ask. Like, I'm meeting so many fans. It's been so amazing. I'm meeting other Bravo celebrities. He was like, this has just been such a wonderful experience.
That is adorable.
Now,
did I dream this or did this actually happen? Did Colin bring his mom to
BravoCon? He did.
Oh, my God.
He did. And that's the thing is, like, I mean, obviously everyone knows that BravoCon tickets are a very coveted thing.
Yes.
But even talent, it was like they were only really allowed to bring one person. So like everyone had to decide, am I going to bring my makeup artist or am I going to bring my husband? But Colin, being the good old Long Island boy that he is, brought his mom.
Be still my heart.
I know. And I think he confirmed he was single.
Okay.
So ladies, take note.
He loves his mom. That means right. He loves you too.
Exactly.
That's how it goes. So going back to Real Housewives of New York City, there was a big announcement that happened yesterday.
Yes. I mean, the streets have been talking.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, I think, had previously identified Leah McSweeney
yes.
as the new Roni housewife, but she made her big debut during like the largest Watch What Happens Live, which filmed last night.
How was she? Did she look nervous at all? I feel like if I was the new housewife and I was walking into this huge stage at this iconic event, I would be a little bit nervous.
As like the new girl at school. I know. Well, the thing is I spoke to Dorinda about it earlier in the day. Like we knew that she was coming and I said to Dorinda, like, I know you guys are filming. Like, tell me a little bit about the new housewife. She was like, how are you supposed to know about that? And I was like, I know everything. And she said, like, she is a badass. Like, she's a real badass woman. Like, Dorinda, I think, even used the term gangster. She was like, I used to be the original, like, gangster woman at, you know, of Roni. And now Leah is giving me a run for my money. So.
Well, I will say that when I was at Sonia Morgan's Sonia by Sonia Morgan fashion show.
Right.
She was there. So I did know that she was going to be the new housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was arguing with someone. I won't say who, because it will probably end up in the new season. At least I'm hoping. But she was, you know, holding her own with someone.
I can make several guesses onto who that someone is.
I bet you would guess it right away.
Probably.
Now, there was also another new announcement that happened as well. Salt Lake City is joining the pack of Housewife franchise.
Yes, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's exciting.
There's going to be a Mormon. Without a doubt. I mean, it's really fascinating. There's been a lot of chatter about it already on, you know, social media about, like, what is this going to look like? Because I think of all the cities you could imagine as, you know, housewives worthy in terms of glamour and just certain elements. You know, I don't feel like you think of Salt Lake City in that sense. And you do have that association to, like, well, that's where the Mormons are, you know. But I feel like we're going to see a very different side of Salt Lake City than people really expect.
I'm excited. Now, when the announcement happened, was there any footage or was it just a photo? Like, what happened in that moment?
I think Andy really kind of just, like, let it out during one of his panels. He was being interviewed by Darren and he was basically like, look, there is a new Housewives franchise coming, which they had teased on social media the day before. There was, like, this cryptic tweet that was like, what if there's another city coming? And people were replying with all of their thoughts. A lot of people thought it was Chicago.
Yeah.
So at this point, there's only been kind of the announcement of the franchise. I don't think we know any cast members. We don't have a premiere date. There's not a lot of other information that's available yet. But it's something to look forward to in 2020.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Something I did see on social media was Tom Sandoval sporting a fabulous look.
Yeah. Andy, during Watch What Happens Live, was like, I'm oddly attracted to you, Tom, like, dressed like this. And I kind of felt the same way.
He looked great.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
better than I ever look when I, like, actually attempt to look good when I'm going out.
I'm telling you, he's given the, you know, Drag Race competitors some competition.
So I was hearing he was talking to, I think, Kara from our digital team about his look, and he was saying about how he has a corset on and three different layers of Spanx and about how uncomfortable he is, and Kara just goes, well, now you understand. And I'm like, yep, that's it's exactly
true.
What it is.
It's very true. The expectation that is placed on women, now you get it.
Yeah. When Brendan, my boyfriend, dressed up as a Playboy bunny for Halloween, trying to get him in tights was very fascinating, and he was like, you have to go through this on a regular basis. I was like, yes, welcome. And he's like, I understand now. I get it.
It's true. I get it. I hope we get more drag before the end of the weekend. I don't know. One day left.
Who do you think would?
I'd love to see Captain Lee dressed as, like, Patricia. Well, maybe not drag, but speaking of cosplay, Jerry O'Connell dressed as Ken Todd and carried around a fake dog and wore a terrible wig and pretended to be Ken all over the grand ballroom.
Only Jerry O'Connell.
Only Jerry. But, you know, he can get away with that. He's such a charming man.
He is.
There's nothing he could do wrong in my eyes.
I agree. Now, there's been panels throughout these past 2 days.
Yes.
Did you see any of them?
Yeah. So being in the grand ballroom posted up where we've been doing the on-camera interviews, it's kind of the main stage. Like, the Hammerstein stage is where Watch What Happens Live was, but all day, day one, that was being prepped for that show. So Grand Ballroom is kind of where the big events were happening. So I happened to be there yesterday for the Real Housewives of New York one. I did see the Below Deck one as well. So during the Real Housewives of New York City panel, there was a little bit of shade coming from Ramona towards Sonia.
Okay.
She kind of said that, like, Sonia was in a weird place and she's going through something, and it was a little bit cryptic and kind of, like, not really very informative. So I don't really know what she was talking about. But a question came up about Bethany no longer being on the franchise and whether, you know, that was going to change things. And Ramona was basically like, I think it's going to be better without Bethany.
What did the audience do when that was said?
A mixed reaction.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people, because I spoke to a few fans after the panel was over, and they loved that Ramona is just so authentically Ramona, and that's, like, what they expected, and that's what she delivered. So saying something like that is, like, yeah, typical Ramona. But so there was mixed reaction, because I think Bethany is a huge draw for people and she is such a beloved character of Bravo. So I think there was a bit of a mixed reaction. But, you know, we have a new housewife coming in. The women that are on the new season are all of our, you know, favorites right now. I mean, I'm so glad Tinsley is going to be back. You know, we have obviously Dorinda, Luann. So, I mean, Bethany will be missed, but on to the next.
Did Tinsley talk about Scott at all?
Well, Tinsley confirmed she is back with Scott. What's crazy is, you know, she'd mentioned it during the Roni panel, not really a big reaction from that. During Watch What Happens Live, massive boos.
What?
From the audience.
Why? Yeah.
I mean, people are like sick of this back and forth and sick of this, like, will they or won't they? And, you know, I'd kind of asked her during my interview too, like, what's going to happen? The big thing is that he's in Chicago and you're here. She was like, we're going to make it work. And she kind of had this really kind of odd way of putting it where Scott told her, I just can't get rid of you, which sounds romantic at first, maybe. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, you shouldn't be trying to get rid of anyone that you want to be in a relationship with.
It's very Austin and Madison.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because when he was on the podcast, he said that Madison was his personal brand of heroin.
Right.
And then he paused and he's like, that sounds really bad. But he just can't get away from her,
well,
essentially.
I actually gave the quote of, I just can't quit you from Brokeback Mountain. And Dale was like, oh, I like that. That's a good one. And I was like, well, it's, you know, from a movie about like gay cowboys. So like, whatever, you know, I guess it could apply to Tinsley and Scott too, if we want. But so Tinsley did confirm that, mixed reviews about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, whatever makes her happy.
Yeah.
And I do like Scott, and maybe that, you know, this means we'll get to see him more on the show and we'll get to know him a little bit better and we'll understand more about this kind of weird dynamic that they have.
Yeah, I hope so. I truly want the best for Tinsley.
Yeah.
She wants to be loved and she deserves to be loved.
Truly. One fun fact about Tinsley too is she and Toya from Married to Medicine were wearing the same exact dress.
Iconic.
I mean, is it one of those situations though where it's like the Oscars and like you show up in the same dress and it's like, this is a throwdown? Or is it like, whatever, it's BravoCon, we're all celebrating, it's fine. I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cute, too. Plus, two, it's two shows that I never would have thought would have ever been in the same room as each other.
True.
So the fact that they were wearing the same look, it made it 10 times better. And they seemed like they were pretty cordial about it. They were posting pictures. And I did like to see how they both styled the pieces.
Exactly.
That's
true.
Because it was completely different.
Yeah, they each made it their own.
Yes.
I will say that.
I appreciated it.
Yeah.
I think every Bravo celebrity should show up in the same outfit and see how they style it differently.
That could be a new event for next year's BravoCon.
I would love that.
Like a who wore it better.
Yes.
But like a live panel and they both come out and like people cheer. I'm into it.
Did you get to see the Southern Charm panel at all?
I did not get to see the Southern Charm panel, but what I heard about the Southern Charm panel is there were some confirmations on various sexcapades that have happened between, I think it was Catherine.
Yes.
Shep.
Yes.
And Craig.
Yes.
Okay, not together. Let me just confirm that, that there was no, the way I said that, like, this sounded kind of strange. But no, what was confirmed was that all of them have had sex in Patricia's house.
I internally screamed when I read this. Oh my God. Okay, well, let's break it down.
Yeah.
Catherine, obviously, like, we can kind of figure out who that person was.
Right.
But Shep and Craig, was it a party? Was it the, what is it called? The wild stag party?
Possibly.
They went a little too wild stag.
I believe it.
Into some room and just, you know, went off.
I just have this visual of like Michael the butler, like opening the door during a party to like a room being like, oh, never mind.
I have so many questions.
I have a lot of questions. I wonder how, like, what did Patricia say about it?
Right. Because I feel like a lot of Southern Charm is them trying to uphold a certain standard, especially in front of Patricia.
Right.
And revealing that they have had sexual intercourse in her beautiful mansion.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's thinking.
It's a historic building, so they better be careful in there.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Don't break anything.
Do not break a thing. She's got expensive furniture.
Yes. So yesterday, to round up day one, we had the big Watch What Happens Live live show.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you would say it.
I think it was like record setting in terms of the most Bravo celebrities on a single Watch What Happens Live.
It was like 70 plus.
It was insane.
Wow.
What I will note from that I thought was interesting is big reaction when Lisa Vanderpump came out, standing ovation, like people screaming queen, all of that. She left the stage shortly after, like, I think the first commercial break, like around that time. Caroline Manzo also left the stage. And I'm thinking maybe it's because Teresa was out there.
Interesting.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Because not too long ago, Teresa was saying that Caroline was the rat who ratted her and Joe out to the feds.
Yeah.
I mean, in her defense, I wouldn't want to stay either.
I know. But, you know, it's like towards the end of the show, they played a squash the beef kind of game. So that could have been a great opportunity for Caroline and Teresa to really just squash it all. But one beef that did get squashed that I guess I'm thankful for is Captain Lee and Jax.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Giselle and Ramona did not squash.
Okay. Now, did Lisa Vanderpump sit with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Like, what was the seating situation like?
I don't think she did.
Okay.
I don't, and I, they might have come out after she had already departed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I did see, though, Anthony from Queer Eye was in the audience.
Yes.
That's cool.
I know.
Celebrity spottings.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there were any other notable faces. I mean, our friend Amy Phillips was there doing a bunch
Love
of stuff.
Her.
Danny Pellegrino
yes.
also doing a lot of fun stuff on the ground there. But Anthony was a big one. And then, yeah, I don't think anyone else that I can think of.
Now, backstage, there was an iconic moment that I know was really popular at the Bravo headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Rinna's Instagram story.
Oh, my God. I died. I screen recorded it myself and posted it on my own Instagram because it was so funny. So it's Lisa backstage, Watch What Happens Live. There's like literally 80,000 Bravo celebrities in one room together. And she's filming across and she gets to, you know, Jennifer Aiden and Teresa. And she goes, there's Teresa. There's the other new housewife. I don't remember her name. Then she pans over. You see like Captain Lee and Kate. And she goes, oh my God, it's people from that boat show. She continues to pan across the room. Crosses over Austin from Southern Charm and goes, Vanderpump Rules.
No.
It's just everyone is here. So it's just like the whole 15 seconds were just completely inaccurate. But I was saying to everyone who replied to my story, like, the only name Lisa Rinna remembers is Harry Hamlin.
Yes.
And that's all we really expect of her.
Yeah. I mean, she looked stunning last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I mean, I love Lisa Rinna so
yes.
much. And I adore her. I think she's so funny. But, like, it's just, it is so... her
yes
to do something like that and just be proud of it too.
So fast forward to today.
Yes.
How were things? What did you do today?
Things were a little less crazy today because I think everyone sort of had their footing. They knew the different venues to go to, like Housewives Museum is here, you know, they kind of knew the lay of the land because these kind of events, they get pretty stressful. You never really know, people are coming in from out of town, all that sort of stuff. So we got a little bit more of the lay of the land. My day started doing some more on-camera interviews, some of the Atlanta ladies, so that was really fun. And then went in for some touch-ups and glam, and then we had our live podcast show.
Which went amazing,
might I add. Thank you so much.
How did you feel?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's one of those things where you're obviously nervous going right. into it, and it's a much different medium than what we do. Like, we just sit here in this room, and we sit on the mics, and we just talk Bravo, and it's so fun, and, like, who cares? But when you're in a room full of people, there is a pressure to perform a little bit and also to deliver a really good show, especially coming off of an amazing day one, you know, a Watch What Happens Live, like 75, 80 celebrity, you know, like it's just like, okay, well, we can't top that. But what we can do is deliver you Giselle Bryant, Gina Kirshenhider, and Melissa Gorga.
Now backstage, we had a little bit of a, you know, fire that we needed to put out quickly.
Right. someone was running a little late.
A little.
And, you know, with a live show, you kind of plan the run of show, the order of events. Sarah did a great job about like timing everything out. Like, this is how it's going to be. We had video clips that were timing with production. But it all came together because all of our women are still very professional.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do whatever you need them to do. Just some of them are not good with time management.
It happens, you know.
Right.
You lose track in the beauty. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to get ready.
Exactly.
I get it.
Exactly.
But overall, I mean, I think everything, like the fans enjoyed it. The
yeah.
fans were up jumping around, taking photos, screaming. We had two of them come up on stage, actually, to
yes.
join Megan and Melissa on like a trivia game,
mm-hmm.
which was super fun.
That was fun. It's also really fun because at this point in the day, our show is at 6:30. The bars have been opening at the venues at 10 a.m., like when these other panels start. So by the time you get to like 6:30, People are liquored up.
Oh, you tipsy.
Oh, they are. Some of the fans that I was greeting after and taking pictures with, like, I would just, like, they'd come over to me and be like, ooh. They're like, you smell ripe. Like,
do not bring any flames near this one.
Truly. But everyone was super nice. And, you know, it was really great to get the audience participation and have people screaming out. We played a couple games with the different ladies. And, you know, it was cool to get them involved because, like, that's what they're there for, you know, to, like, interact with the Bravo celebrities and just have fun. And so it was, I think it went really well.
I think it went great.
Thank you.
So in case you didn't get a chance to see it live, that episode will be coming out this Thursday. So you can listen to everything that Giselle, Gina, and Melissa had to say, plus all the games, which is going to be great to kind of recap.
Yeah. Also, day two was the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Kenya, Portia, Eva, Cynthia. A lot of positive talk through the panel about Black girl magic and the importance of, like, Atlanta representing Black women in a strong way. Loved all of that. But of course, it's Atlanta. There's going to be shade. And there was shade. And as many of you can probably guess, a lot of it came from Kenya. Mm. So Nene came up a few times because we know at the start of this season, Cynthia and Nene, not in a good place. Portia, she and Nene, they've had their differences over the course of time. And then, of course, Kenya.
Yeah.
And Nene. Not really in a good place the last time we saw Kenya on the show, which was the end of last season. So it came up that Nene is not in the first two episodes. And then Kenya was like, yeah, she's coming. But you know what? You guys can just fast forward through her part. I was like, damn.
Yikes.
I know. And it was interesting because the reactions in the room seemed to kind of be aligned with that sort of anti-Nene
really
narrative. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's tough because with someone like Nene, she is such an icon, you know, especially on Atlanta. So for her to be kind of going this way with all of her castmates and with viewers, it's going to be really interesting to watch when she finally does show up this season.
Yeah, seriously. But before we wrap up, I do have to say when we first got into the venue at Skylight Modern, there was a meet and greet happening with Giselle, Melissa, Emily, and Ashley. And Emily was standing there in heels 2 weeks post her hip replacement surgery.
Oh my God.
So MVP of the night.
Seriously. Her and Portia.
Yeah, seriously. Both, like, post-accidents, post-injuries, and they're killing it. Still looking fabulous.
Don't schedule your surgeries around BravoCon.
Yeah, come on. God. All right. Well, you have a whole nother day ahead of you. What's your schedule like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, doing some more on-camera interviews, hoping to grab some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because they have a panel tomorrow afternoon.
If you get Denise Richards.
I know.
I will scream.
Yeah, eyeing Denise. I'm eyeing Rinna, eyeing Dorit, you right. know. Dorit's really fun to talk to, but honestly, I'll take anybody.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care. Yeah.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife. You can ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye.